Good afternoon, and welcome to Night Talk. I'm Joe Murphy, and I'm joined for this afternoon show by three of my brother knights, one of whom is my co-host on the show normally, Mikey Kubik. We also have Russ Fry and Joe Nebesinski.
It's Grand Knight Joe Nebesinski. Let's get it straight.
Okay. All right. Grand Knight Joe Nebesinski, if you're going to be that way. Okay. But now that the frivolity is over, let us begin, as we always do, with our prayer to St. Michael. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Saint Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle.
Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world, seeking the ruin of souls. Amen.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Hey, yeah, I'm saying, you know, Grand Knight. I'm looking around the room at all these other guys that have way more experience than Grand in the Knights of Columbus than I, and I'm saying I'm Grand Knight. Yeah, but all of you guys have way more experience, correct, Joe?
I'm a past Grand Knight, right? Past district warden,
exactly.
Past second degree team captain. We were doing the degrees the old way.
Mm-hmm. And Russ, you're past Grand Knight
past
also.
Past Grand Knight and Chancellor.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. And we have a past state officer here too, right?
Well, past state director.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Program director.
Among other things.
And I was
right?
Past Grand Knight, yeah.
Right. Anyway.
They got rid of me. Thank God.
They haven't gotten rid of me.
I used
yet.
To get up every morning and pray, dear God, please let somebody be willing to be Grand Knight. We did that for 5.5 years.
Yeah, we've all been there. We've all been there. Yep.
Well, I'm just finishing my first term, so I'm pretty excited.
You're still down the ladder a little bit, but we'll get you there.
That's right. Exactly.
We'll get you there.
Well, now you should be looking at DD.
Oh, not after just 1 year. Okay. I'm gonna run again for a second term, so hopefully we'll. Hopefully, I'll have a second administration.
Well,
so
how about we have some interesting stuff coming up that we're going to be doing as part of Holy Family Radio. We also have some stuff that's coming up that the Knights of Columbus in a couple of different councils here on the West Shore are going to be doing to help us out here at Holy Family Radio. So why don't we get into that a little bit, Michael?
Yeah, I think that's it's so important when you think about Holy Family Radio and we think about councils trying to do things. There are some things that our council, St. Joseph's in Mechanicsburg, we just had Russ on. He really, matter of fact, his presentation triggered an event. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to bring that up second because it's a little bit later this spring. First one we'll talk about is our Knights of Columbus Council 12404 Lady of Lords in Enola, 225 Salt Road. They're going to hold a pancake sausage breakfast on Sunday, April 21st, and it's going to be from 8 o'clock in the morning until noon. So they're asking for a $10 donation, and what they're going to do is all the money's going to go to Holy Family Radio.
That's exciting. That's the first time that's happened.
Yeah,
right?
And I think that's really a good way for councils to be involved, because it is hard when you try to do whether you take it out of your budget. If you do take it out of your budget, you got to plan a year ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
Because
yes.
You can't start the budget that year. Right. You got to wait.
Right.
You got to do it a year ahead of time. And like I said, I'll follow on with ours. We had Russ come to our council, and after Russ talked, and he'd mentioned about what Our Lady of Lords was doing, our council says, well, you know what? We're doing all right as far as meeting our obligations to the seminarians and every other thing that we have. So Father Rosman has allowed us to do 4 bingos a year. And we've never done a bingo, just so everybody knows. We've never done one on a holiday weekend. But we got permission to use the Life and Education Center, which is basically St. Joseph's School. We have access to the cafeteria, which means we bring more people in. And we're going to hold a bingo with all the bingo proceeds going to Holy Family Radio. And that's going to be May 26th, Memorial Day weekend. We're not going to change the prices or anything. Right now, what we've done in the past, we've had 18 regular games for $20 to come in advance. Now, at the door, we're going to charge you $30. And the reason for that is we've made that decision for all of our bingos. We like to know how many people are coming. And we just say it's 20 at the, you know, in advance and 20 at the door, we end up with more people at the door than we can handle. And we don't want to ever do that. So now what we're doing is we're saying 20 in advance, it'll be 30 at the door. we'll give you more information as the date gets closer. I know that the Holy Family Radio will be telling the times and how to get in touch with
right.
us.
Right. Sure. We'll make it. Sure. We'll get our crack team of promo creators on there.
There you go. Okay.
There you go. Yeah. And save two tickets. Yeah. My wife and daughter will be there.
All right, great. And I'll tell you, we have a lot of fun with it. We always have. Anytime we do one, we do a little special. Normally we have one around Veterans Day, so we'll end up having one of the bingo games. If you're a vet, you don't have to pay, you know, because we have a couple of specials mm-hmm. we run. So we do that for Memorial Day. I'm sure we're going to have a moment of silence to remember all the fallen veterans.
Is that event going to be on Sunday?
That'll be Sunday.
Okay.
Yeah, we like to do them Sundays for a couple of reasons. First of all, it's a day of rest.
Mm-hmm.
So come on out, spend a few hours with us. We do a daytime thing. We don't do them in the evenings anymore just because, well, to be honest with you, we're getting a little bit older.
Yeah. Is there going to be food at it? That's my other question.
There will be food.
That's important. Okay.
And there'll be, I know that I just talked to Greg Mikulajczyk. He's our chef. I know we're talking, I guess, chicken fingers, French fries, hot dogs, hamburgers. The normal finger foods is what you get.
Okay. Will there be a special game for where musicians don't have to pay? Because I'm designing.
No, that ain't going to happen.
Okay.
But we may let you sing.
Okay.
You know, or maybe play taps or something. Right. You know, something like
okay.
that.
Okay. All right. Well, that sounds exciting. This is the first time we've ever had a council doing a fundraiser for Holy Family Radio. Now we have two of them scheduled. So, mm-hmm. man, if we can get some more of those, wouldn't that be great, Russ?
Yeah, that would be great. We need a few more out there. I've been visiting a lot of councils, and everybody's been supportive of us, and we really appreciate it. So thanks, Mike, for your guys stepping up and helping us out.
Yeah, our guys, you know, we give half of our 50-50s that mm-hmm. we have. We give half, we save it up every quarter and then right. give it to Holy Family Radio. Unfortunately, it's not enough. Let's be honest. You know, if you get 20 or 30 guys coming to a meeting, that's a lot.
Yeah.
So then when you take that money and you put it in a pot, maybe you're talking $50. Well, half of that's 25.
Yeah, and when, you know, Holy Family Radio doesn't have that money. I mean, all the money that we pay Russ, I mean, it's like we can't.
Yeah, I know.
You know, what can I say?
Between
his salary and Joe Murphy over there, he's working the controls right now, so. Yeah. I don't even know that he's listening. Right?
Yeah. Well, he doesn't pay attention to us. That's bottom line.
But it's nice to know that my visits out there to the council has started something for us.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you go out and you do these things, you just wonder, what effect am I having? Am I doing any good? And it's nice to know that it is.
Yeah. Yeah, I think getting the word out makes it a lot easier. And, you know, we do it here on the radio show, and I know that, but not everybody listens, mm-hmm. you know, for one thing. And when you're actually at the council, you might end up getting someone that has never heard Holy Family Radio before get interested in just listening.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, and we have so many things going on here at Holy Family Radio. It seems like, you know, when I was teaching, it was funny because every month of the year someone would say to me, oh, this is your slow time. You know, it didn't matter whatever month of the year, but people had this impression that we had a slow time as a music teacher, you know, whether it be September or May. And we were busy the whole time. Mm-hmm. That's how it is here at Holy Family Radio. There's never a slow time for us. We're either getting ready for one thing or another or in the middle of something. I mean, right now we're preparing for our pledge drive that's coming up. And so we're trying to line up some guests to make that an interesting pledge drive for us. But we're always doing something. And, of course, we're also going out to the community and trying to get to as many events as we possibly can. We were just at the it was the women's the Council of Catholic Women. That was hard for me to say. They
right.
had their convention a little while ago, and we were there. And it's good to have like I said, a lot of people don't know that we exist.
Mm-hmm.
So getting out there and having a table. And I know, Russ, you ran that, right?
Yep, I was there with Crystal, and we had a good day. A lot of the women came out and visited by the booth there, so it was good.
Give out some information, some bumper stickers, I understand,
yep,
right?
Yep, gave out a lot of bumper stickers. That's Crystal good. Was out there just grabbing them as they came by and, you know, making sure they got one.
That's good. Yeah, it's, Crystal. He's talking about Crystal Carmen Stevens. She's our host with Father Weary of In the News, and she's just a fantastic volunteer here at Holy Family Radio. We're working on another show. We can't talk about it yet, but we're working on another show where she's going to also be co-hosting. So we have a lot of things cooking here at Holy Family Radio. And the support that we get from the Knights of Columbus is so very important. And whatever support you can do, and also just telling people about the radio station, mm-hmm. telling people about Night Talk. I mean, we go to a lot of times we go to events and we're talking, we introduce ourselves to each other, we say that we're a knight, and you know, one of the things that I say, you know, I'm a knight, obviously, and also that we have a show called Night Talk at All Family Radio, right?
Yeah, well, even the last time I was out with you is at one of the expos. Mm-hmm. So many of our brother knights came by and didn't know we existed. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, oh, you guys are knights. Yeah, so am I, you know, and you get that talk going.
Yeah, yeah, it really makes a connection. And that's one of the things that's great about being a knight, you know, because, you know, being that we're the largest Catholic men's organization in the world, we have so much to be proud of. I mean, all the good work that the Knights of Columbus does as an organization, but it's not an organization that does it. It's people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not an organization. It's people that are doing it.
That's
so
true.
You know, that's one thing that I think we have to understand. And that's how it is, like, you know, we're trying to get people to join, younger people to join. And it's all a personal thing. Making announcements, I don't think, is really effective. You know,
no.
Sending out emails and letters and stuff, it has to be a personal connection with somebody. Right, Joe?
Yes, it does. And we're getting pretty close. Any final quick thoughts here before we go to the break?
Yeah, if you like the first half of the show, wait till you hear the second half.
There you go. There you go, Michael. Okay, we have, let me see here. We have about 45 seconds. So how about we just do this? We'll just go to a break, and we'll come back and get into some more stuff. We'll be back right after these messages.
Christ, Community, Catholic. You're listening to Holy Family Radio, WHYF AM 720.
Nourishing our Catholic family, sharing our faith with others.
And welcome back to Night Talk. I'm Joe Murphy, and I'm joined for this afternoon show by Russ Fry, Mike Jakubik, and Joe Nevesinski in studio with us this afternoon.
Yeah,
let's get back at it here a little bit, guys. We have some expos and some other things coming up. And
yeah,
some
I just
donations.
Realized we're using every mic in here. We got all four mics going here today, right?
Yes, we do.
There's a lot of hot air. Yeah, we were talking earlier. The Holy Family Radio was doing a lot of different events in the community in the spring. One of the things. Just recently, I was down at an expo with our past Grand Knight in our council, David Kulia. He helped us in the booth at Holy Family Radio's booth at the Women's Conference down in Lancaster. We have another one coming up. So, Knights, tell your ladies to go to this event. These things are always a lot of fun. All of us here in the room have been working these things. The York County Women's Expo is going to be held on May 4th from 9 to 2 o'clock. It's going to be at the York Expo at the Memorial Hall East, and the admission and the parking are free. This event is hosted by OLP Events, and they're just a fantastic company that puts these things on, and we are a media partner with them, so we promote the shows for them, and we get to do a booth there, and it's fantastic. Their event sponsor for this time, besides us, is WellSpan Health, and the expo connects women of all ages with exhibitors in health, wellness, finance, travel, home improvement, beauty, and more. The one we were at a few weeks ago, they were doing painting free fingernails. Many times they have health screenings. A lot of great, great events at these things. The guests usually enjoy seminars, door prizes, and there's live entertainment. The sponsors are 50 Plus Life. It's a free magazine. If you haven't picked it up, they have it around at different places. You just pick them up. It's free magazines. It has a lot of great information for people who are 50 plus. Now, there's none of us here.
No.
50 plus, business women, WellSpan Health is a sponsor, WHTM AM 27, and the York Economic Alliance and Women's Business Center, and of course, WHYF. So it's the York County Women's Expo, May 4th. They have lots of exhibitors. There's all different kinds of things to do there. For more information, Knights, send your ladies to this website. The website is agreatwaytospendmyday.com. That's quite a website. So it's agreatwaytospendmyday.com. So you don't have to register. You can if you want to register there and get some more information. But you can just show up there on May 4th from 9 to 2 at the York Expo. And that is at the York Fairgrounds, and we've been there many times.
Yeah, so. I think I'll be the one doing that show.
Yes,
I'll be down there.
You're going to be in charge of that one because I'm going to
be
out
charge.
Of town.
That's right. Meeting and greeting. I hope they had the Hug a Puppy there this time.
I haven't been to one where they had the Hug a Puppy. I've never been to one of those.
Yeah,
so.
We'll bring our own Hug a Puppy. We'll get Crystal to bring her puppy down.
There you go.
Our station mascot. We'll have Hug a Puppies.
Yeah, and that's just the first. That's coming up in May, and then there's another one May 10th, and that one I'm doing. That's going to be at the Hershey Lodge. It's the same kind of thing, and both of those are 50-plus expos. They produce two different kinds of expos. The one is called 50-plus, and that's kind of a more, I think the vendors that are there are kind of a more both for men and for women. And then they have other ones that are called women's expos, and those are more towards the ladies. That's the one where they do the nails and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
They sell flowers and a lot of things for the home and things that a lot of our ladies are interested in. So, but the one that is May 8th that's a 50 plus one. The May 10th, the one in Hershey is a 50 plus one. The May 4th one is the women's one. And then the last one in the spring here is June 1st. And that one is also at the Hershey Lodge. So we'll be putting promos out on these things and all the information will be on the website. These are fun things to do. And you don't have to be a woman to go into the women's one. A lot of the guys, a lot of the women have men escorts there too, because a lot of times the guys are holding the wallet and the women are trying to buy stuff, you know. So.
And you don't have to be over 50.
That's
there's
the other
a
thing.
Lot
yes.
You can learn. They yes. really can. I know. I enjoyed it. When we do the show, if I'm out there helping, you know, we do take a break. You get to walk around and meet all the other sponsors and displays that are out there. And I'll tell you, you know, I guess because of our age, we see these people more. But they had orthopedic surgeons there.
Yeah,
they have people that are really there to help you. I know they had blood pressure screening.
Yeah, and it's free
Medicare
too.
Help or Medicare
the admission
help.
Of this thing is free
if you don't want to know if you have a blood pressure problem after 50, you want to know before so you can do something about it. So
yeah. Oh, the other thing I forgot to mention, Russ, you're going to be doing on April 20th the men's conference, correct?
Yes. Yep, that'll be a busy weekend. I'll be doing the men's conference on Saturday and then the pancake breakfast on Sunday.
Yeah, the men's conference, John Leonetti is the keynote speaker for that. We're going to try to get him on the air here before that to promote it. But if you've never heard him, he's a great Catholic speaker. Man, he's one of those top echelon speakers. So you're going to want to go to the men's conference. That's if you have not been, Knights, listen, if you haven't been to the men's conference that our diocese does, you've got to go. It's a fantastic experience. And if you go this year, you're going to get to meet Russ Fry as a bonus.
Yes, that'll be a bonus.
You get to listen to John Leonetti and meet Russ Fry.
There you go.
Maybe get a bumper sticker.
Can't beat that.
Right, exactly. So that's pretty exciting. One other thing that I wanted to mention before, I know I'm taking up all this time here, but I wanted to talk, just to give a preview, a save the date. So all Knights, let your ladies know that the Diocese of Harrisburg Council of Catholic Women has a weekend retreat. It's their 12th annual one. Bishop Ronald Gaynor, Bishop Emeritus of the Diocese, will be there. It's going to be at Mount St. Mary's University. It's going to be June 14th to 16th. So we're going to have all the information on our website about that. But you may want to talk about your wife about it or your significant other and let them know that weekend, June 14th to 16th, put it on your calendar now. To listen to Bishop Gaynor, it's a fantastic, fantastic thing to do. He's on our board of directors here at Holy Family Radio, full disclosure. So he's a good friend of the radio station. And, man, to have a weekend with him, a fantastic opportunity. So that's going to be at Mount St. Mary's University, and it's going to be May 14th to 16th. So more information about that's going to be coming out very soon, and you can listen to Holy Family Radio. Check our website for more information. How's that?
Who's up next? He's up next. Yeah, well, you know, a couple of years ago when I started here, we were not this busy.
No.
We weren't going to conferences and expos and all that. And now we are constantly going and doing something somewhere with the Knights, getting to some of the meetings and some of the pancake breakfasts and things. We have really become an active station.
Yeah, it is. It's pretty exciting. That's one of the things that, you know, when I came here, it's going to be, this is my fourth year now, I think, right? It seems like a long time now.
Yeah.
And one of the things that I said when I came on board was that when they hired me, I talked to the board of directors and I said that I don't like things that are marking time, staying in one place. We have to be moving forward. And I think, you know, with the great team that we have here, the volunteers, just fantastic. We've built up a bigger crowd of volunteers here. I wouldn't say it's a crowd, but a cadre of volunteers.
There you go.
And between that and all the activities we're doing, and we're working much more closely with EWTN, and I think we're doing a good job. And if you can help us here's my plea, if you can help us in any way by volunteering or sending us any donations that you could, that'd be really great. Just recently, we had two computers donated to Holy Family Radio. We haven't got them installed yet, but we're getting them installed, and Knights step up to the plate. So
yes, they do.
Now's the time. We don't want to be coming to the end of the fiscal year and being in the red. So, like I said, the pledge drive is coming up, but don't wait for the pledge drive. If you have some funds that you ran into that you weren't expecting, please don't be afraid to send us a check, right?
Yeah, and Brother Knights out there, we do a lot of things here at the station as well with Mike and Murphy. If you want to come in here and be with us and do some recording, talk with us on Night Talk, we'd be glad to have you guys stop in.
Yeah, let us know what's going on in your council. Everybody council has a different personality and doing different things, right? So, you know, please come in.
Yeah, I think that's one of the nice things is you know, we are open to everybody.
Yes.
I know I'm going to be talking to Jolene sometime this weekend. She's the president of the Columbiettes, and we're going to have them on. I know their state convention is coming up in East Stroudsburg. It's an opportunity to hear a little bit more about what's going on with the auxiliaries for many of the councils here in the state.
Right. Oh, Joe, you're going to be going to our convention here shortly, too.
It's going to be my second one. I'm going to do some recording down there. We're going to try to do some quick interviews. I'm really excited about it. Our past Grand Knight, Dave Reculia, and I are going to be going down, and it's going to be really exciting weekend. I am really, really looking forward to it. Last year, it was in Harrisburg, so I didn't have to stay at the hotel. I commuted, saved some money. But this year, we're going down on Friday, and we're staying for the whole convention, coming back Sunday. So we're really pleased to do that. And I'll bring back some recordings, and so we can share them here on Night Talk.
Yeah, and I know that I talked to our worthy state deputy, Mike Kish, and I'm hoping to get Colleen, his wife, and him back on. Looking at doing a kind of a turnover between the outgoing state deputy and the incoming state deputy, and also have both of their wives on. Because I was talking to Mike, and one of the things that, you know, Colleen has done so much for the ASAP program.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that they're going to continue on with that. I don't like to say who the next deputy is, and I'm not going to, because of the fact that it's really not predetermined. I mean, it is in a way. We know where
it's
coming
from. So you're
saying
it's not like WWE?
Yeah.
That's what you're saying.
Yeah. But, you know, there's always, anybody can stand up and nominate somebody else off the convention floor. So you don't really want to get into that. But Gary is really a great person. I've known him for years. His son was a past state chief squire, as was Stan Glowowski's son. So they're really some good guys. I knew them when they were younger. Now they're happily married men. They are, you know, have children, and it's really something. One thing I do want to say before we end the show, Knights in Action, doing our golf tournament for Camp Kirkenwald, and we'll be on the show again and to bring it up. But one of the things that happened is we sent out an email to the district deputies and Grand Knights within the Diocese of Harrisburg. And it's open to every night in that council. So if your council wants to meet with us on Zoom, any one of the nights in that council can attend to kind of learn a little bit more about us and maybe hopefully come and play in the golf game.
There you go. Guys, I want to thank you for a good show. We're about 20, 30 seconds out from the end of the show, so thank you all for coming in and joining us on the show today. Along with Russ Fry, Mike Kubik, and Joe Nebesinski, I'm Joe Murphy. Stay safe out there. God bless.